to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code TalkNats. You could even use that on a Nationals game. Today's episode is also brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. And this podcast is also brought to you by Mayweather Boxing and Fitness. Check them out, 230 Water Street. Just tell them you want the Nats discount. All right, in this episode of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about your surging Washington Nationals. Yes, did you think I was going to be saying those kind of things just a couple months ago? You saw Candelario get dealt at the trade deadline, and you kind of viewed this team as just a team that was going to be mailing it in the rest of the year and just kind of going through the motions, but not this scrappy Nats team. Yes, we hear that thrown around more and more, but it's never been more true than it is right now, as you are seeing production from players that you wouldn't normally see that kind of production from, or players that maybe didn't get that kind of production earlier in the year. But in any case, optimism abounds. It abounds for me as a Nationals fan, as you see the great production of, let's face it, Corbin pitched rather well last night. He pitched really well, I'm going to go ahead and say. He has had a bit of a bumpier ride this year, but has pitched a little bit better at moments this year, and last night was no exception. So that was a bright spot. And then you take a look at the previous game, and it was Mackenzie Gore pitching a true gem. So there is a feeling out there that this team is on the rise. Is there the potential that this Nationals team next year could be contenders? I ultimately think that's the case. You have a lot of guys waiting in the wings. Could we get our opportunity to see Brady House next year? Could that be a game changer? We have Dylan Cruz at some point, not to mention the multiple other players that we've gotten through the draft and through trade acquisitions that we've made. So I think the arrow is pointing up for this team, and optimism abounds. And if you take a look at the game tonight, another pleasant surprise, Adone pitching. I'm looking really forward to seeing what he has in the tank. Can he parlay this into a couple multiple victories or, you know, really solid games? I think that that would be a real great statement for this team. Also, taking a look at the manager, the general manager, I'm not so sure that, you know, the Nationals should necessarily bring back Rizzo. I think that Rizzo has done a good job, but you also have to kind of question, he was the person that put the Nationals in this place. I guess you could say that a player could have played better or worse, or maybe Scott Boris, Juan Soto's agent, could have been, you know, more flexible. I mean, some things were in Rizzo's control and some weren't, but all things considered, I think that Rizzo did a really great job for this team to even get them in this position where they're at right now. And honorable mention, of course, goes out to Davey Martinez. If you take a look at what he's done with this team, he's been here through the highs and the lows, and now we're starting to see this team kind of surge a little bit. Yes, late in this 2023 season, we are starting to see the Washington Nationals surge. It's exciting for me as a Nationals fan. We don't necessarily need to wander out into the wilderness for years. This team, this quote-unquote scrappy Nats team, is showing more fight than I think anyone ever imagined. Some real bright spots for me, of course, are Stone Garrett. I've been kind of banging the drum on Stone Garrett most of the season and has been consistent more as of late. So, taking a look at Stone Garrett, another pleasant surprise. You take a look at Lane Thomas and Call. Everyone's gelling. You take a look at Jeter Downs, who, they were talking about in the broadcast. It has one of the worst averages in all of Major League Baseball. Well, let's face it, he hasn't been in the majors that long, or on the Nationals on the majors that long. So, but he's showing promise, not to mention what a lot of the other players are doing out there as well. If you take a look at Ruiz and Adams, they're all stepping up. So I think that the arrow's pointing up for this team. How many of these players are going to return next year? That is the question. But for me, right now, my initial reaction to the game last night against the Red Sox, again, they picked up two against the Red Sox, so optimism abounds. Another formidable opponent tonight as they take on the Phillies. Again, can we get great performance out of Adone again? Another pleasant surprise for me is Vargas at third. And you take a look at that, not to mention Alou. There are plenty of options for this team in years to come, not to mention just the true elite all-stars that are waiting in the wings. That is what is exciting for me. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring. I recently became a brand ambassador for them. SeatGeek is a ticket app that takes the confusion out of buying tickets. Plus, my listeners get $20 off their first ticket purchase when they use promo code TALKNATS. Click the link in the show description to download the app. Remember code TALKNATS to take $20 off your first ticket purchase. Just follow the link in the show description.
News. Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right, they are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with a brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using promo code MINUTECAST for 20% off and free shipping. It's time to tame your mane. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with Manscaped's Pro Beard Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. That's right, face grooming doesn't need to be hard. Get 20 different beard lengths in just one guard. Plus, it's waterproof so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use promo code MINUTECAST, Manscaped, Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Again, just so much optimism surrounding this team with a 10-7 victory over the Red Sox that proved far more tenuous than it should have been. They secured their 55th win, matching their total from last season with 40 games still remaining on the schedule. If I would have told you this is how the season would have played out after the Nationals were sellers and they parted with their one of their biggest pieces and Jamer Candelario, I think a lot of Nats fans would have laughed at me. No one ever deemed another 55 and 107 season acceptable. Improvement was always expected this year, but at this rate, the improvement is going to be significant, the kind of not often found one year to the next. The Nats are now on pace for their 73 wins this season, an 18-game improvement. That would match the best one-year improvement in club history, one that came from 2011 to 2012 when an 80-win upstart turned into a 98-win division championship. I am psyched. I am pumped. And as you listen to this podcast, I want you to be pumped. Again, this isn't, you know, they're not going to win a World Series this year, but that's not what it's about. This team has shown a lot of fight, determination, and tenacity. And for me, that speaks more volumes than anything. This team could have tucked their tail between their legs and said, hey, we're just going to mail it in, Davey, for the rest of the season. But no, this team has shown some fight. And sometimes fight is what it's, you know, mostly about for me. And that is, for me, what makes me excited as a Nationals fan is the will to win. You're out of it. Let's face it, the Nationals are out of it right now, but they're fighting for jobs. They're fighting for pride with the jersey that they wear every night. So as Nationals fans, you should be excited. I'm excited, and let's hope for continued victory. Let's face it, this is going to level off at some point. A hot team always cools at some point, but big wins against the Red Sox. The Red Sox are no slouches this year, a formidable opponent. Again, they take on the Phillies tonight. Let's keep it going. Let's be excited. Let's hope that we can get, you know, more great performances out of Adone. Wouldn't that be exciting just to see some more great performances out of him as well? All right. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. And I'll talk to you again next time.